hungered for your touch alone, lonely time. And time goes by so slowly, and time can do so much.
Good evening. Welcome to First Christian Church. On behalf of the Triplett family, I want to thank everyone who is here tonight to celebrate the life of Charles P. Triplett. This family gathered in this sanctuary not so long ago to mark the passing of Charles's brother, Billy. On behalf of our congregation, our love and our prayers are with you as you face this additional loss. We have just heard Charles's favorite song. Over and over again, it says, "I need your love." And while it was written as a love song, a love ballad, perhaps tonight it also speaks to us of our need for God's love. Tonight we stand before our Lord and Maker as broken people, aware that we need God's love to bring us healing, to forgive our sins, and to wash away our tears, so that even though we mourn at the loss we know, we are comforted by the promise of eternal love in Jesus Christ. We are reassured that the memories we hold in our hearts of Charles live on far beyond the earthly days of his life. Will you pray with me? O good and gracious God, we give thanks for this safe place and this holy time to pause in the midst of busy lives, to remember one who is beloved as brother, father, friend, uncle, grandpa. Oh God, we know that Charles is also beloved by you, for you promise us in the beginning of Scripture that you made humanity in your own image, and you called us good. We thank you, God, for the ways in which Charles's life reflected your goodness through his generosity for family, through his humor and joy. We pray that the best memories of him will be held fast, even as the rest fades away. Bless now with peace, O Christ, all who mourn. Comfort us in your loving name, we pray. Amen. When I met with some of Charles's family to plan the service for this evening, I wasn't sure about a passage of Scripture to share with you all. I made the statement to them that my knowledge of Charles was of him not being that much of a church guy. And they said, no, he really was. He made his kids go to church. And he made his grandkids go to Sunday school. It was important to him that his family knew that God loves us. God forgives us. I'd like to share with you this evening a reading of Scripture from the Old Testament, Ecclesiastes chapter 3. For everything, there is a season and a time for every matter under heaven, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to pluck up what is planted, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to break down and a time to build up, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance, a time to throw away stones and a time to gather stones together, a time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing, a time to seek and a time to lose, a time to keep and a time to throw away, a time to tear and a time to sow, a time to keep silence and a time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate, a time for war and a time for peace. What gain have the workers from their toil? I have seen the business that God has given to everyone to be busy with. He has made everything suitable for its time. Moreover, God has put a sense of past and future into their minds, yet they cannot find out what God has done from the beginning to the end. I know that there is nothing better for them than to be happy and enjoy themselves as long as they live. Moreover, it is God's gift that all should eat and drink and take pleasure in all their toil. I know that whatever God does endures forever. Nothing can be added to it, nor anything taken from it. God has done this so that all should stand in awe before him. This is the word of the Lord. May we be blessed with understanding. The book of Ecclesiastes is part of what is known as wisdom literature in the Bible. It is credited to King Solomon. The third chapter speaks poetically of how God has made a time for every purpose under heaven. There are times in our limited human understanding that we struggle with God's sense of time. We struggle with God's sense of timing when things don't go according to our plan. Ecclesiastes tells us that there is a time to be born and a time to die. Charles's time to be born was April 28, 1947, in Stevensville, Montana, in the Bitterroot Mountains. He was the second youngest of 18 children, born to Anna Lee Stevens and Lawrence Triplett. He liked to joke that by the time his mom got to him at number 17, she'd sort of run out of middle names and just started using letters. So that's why he was just Charles P., no period. There is a time to plant and a time to pluck up what is planted, a time to put down roots and a time to move on. The family moved a fair amount following work where they could find it. As a young man, Charles learned to make pickles. He picked potatoes and fruit and traveled a lot. Alongside his brother Bill, he delivered pickle barrels to earn money. After moving to Casper, Wyoming, Charles graduated from Natrona County High School. He served in the United States Army and was stationed in Germany for 3 years. For a time, Charles worked as the maintenance guy for an ambulance crew. He even saved a man's life once by quickly repairing a respiratory machine that began to fail while the patient was still using it. He did long-haul trucking, spending many nights away from home so he could provide for his family. In August 1972, Charles married Diane. I'm told that some family members weren't sure it would last. In fact, behind Charles's back, they made bets about how long the marriage would last. The longest bet gave them just 6 months. Well, maybe it was stubbornness or maybe it was true love. They stayed together for 36 years until Diane passed away. The family describes Charles and Diane's marriage as a different kind of love, but it worked for them. Through squabbles and teasing and long nights apart while he was on the road, they found the strength to stay together. He would call her at 3 a.m. from a great distance when he was trucking, and he would sing to her, "I just called to say I love you." It was proof both that he loved her and that he had not inherited the family gift for music. He did inherit a sense of humor, and that joy and laughter served him well even in trying times. Charles and Diane lost their son, Travis, and it was devastating. Charles's parents have died. And out of the 18 triplet offspring, only his sister, Laura, remains. Charles's brother, Billy, passed just last month, and it surely seems too soon to be gathered here again. Ecclesiastes says there is a time to laugh and a time to mourn. In the midst of our mourning for Charles, it is a gift to remember his laughter, his smile, and his sense of humor. He loved to pull pranks and practical jokes. He'd wake the grandkids up at 4 a.m. telling them, "Get up, get up, get up, you're late for school." And then, only after they had hurriedly dressed in a panic, would he point out it was April Fool's Day. Was April Fool's his favorite holiday? Possibly so. Though he clearly loved cooking at Thanksgiving and the joy of family gathered at Christmas. He was a good cook. He loved to make fudge at Christmas time, divinity, and peanut brittle and homemade bread. He had a sweet tooth. He could eat a dozen cinnamon rolls by himself. And he liked Lay's potato chips, too. Salty and sweet. That was Charles. That was Charlie's dad and best friend. That was Lena's Uncle Chuck, or Grandpa, as not just his own grandchildren, but many of their schoolmates called him. Maybe you could picture Grandpa now, fishing like he loved to do along La Pearl, sipping a little Crown Royal and Coke on ice, or camping at Alcova, taking the kids hunting and fishing. His truest joy in life was his grandchildren. You can tell by the pictures up front they've brought to share. Charles had a big heart. Oh, he would put you in your place if you were wrong, but he would also always be there to hold you up when you needed him. That's what family does. There's a time to break down and a time to build up, a time to seek and a time to lose. None of us can know either our time to be born nor our time to die. Good Time Charlie, as the family once nicknamed him, was perhaps living on borrowed time. He had had heart stents put in a while back and was told by the doctors they didn't know how long they would last. Charles lived his life fully. He was thankful to have time with his brother Billy, giving support when Billy's wife Jerry was dying, staying with him in Pahrump, Nevada, and then more recently, helping his brother out here when he came back to Casper for his own journey to heaven. Listen again to the reading from Ecclesiastes. God has made everything suitable for its time. God has put a sense of past and future into our minds, even though we cannot fully fathom what God has done from the beginning to the end. It is God's gift that all of us can take pleasure in the simplest things, a meal shared with friends, a good day's work. Whatever God does endures forever. And God has done this so that we will stand in awe before him. The time to die came for Charles on November 9th, 2018. He was preceded in death by his parents and stepfather, William Parker, wife, Diana Triplett, son, Travis Triplett, grandchildren, Michael and Jonathan Hughes, baby Wall, his brothers, John Henry, Bert, William Franklin, William Clare, Don, Gordon, Jay, and Monty. His sisters, Denise, Leveda, Margaret, Alice, Nina, and Sharon. He is survived by his children, Eva Turner, Charles Triplett Jr., and Justin Triplett of Casper, Desmond Devenport of Casper, and Chip Devenport of Colorado. He is also survived by his beloved grandchildren and his only remaining sibling, his sister, Laura. We gather tonight to remember the times of life lived on this earth by Charles P. Triplett. We gather to remember in the sight of God the gift of eternity, which awaits all of us after our final earthly breath has been taken. May we live our lives in such a way that when God looks upon us, God smiles, God laughs, and God loves each of us. Amen. We'd like to share with you this evening the song that Charles would sing to his wife in the middle of the night. I just called to say I love you.
No New Year's Day to celebrate. No chocolate covered candy hearts to give away. No first of spring. No song to sing. In fact, here's just words that I must say to you.
Being here tonight is a way to say to Charles that you love him. The family wants to thank you for coming. Sabrina is going to come and share a poem, and then another relative will offer a reading that Charles's son Charlie has prepared.
Okay, my sister wrote this poem, but I'm going to read it on her behalf. So heaven has received another angel, the night sky another star. Your life has become a loving memory. I know you will never be too far. I know you're watching over me as my life goes on. I will cherish the memories I have of you. I cannot believe that you're gone. You're a loving, caring grandpa, and were there for me a lot. You will always hold a place in my heart, a loving, trusted spot. You're one in a million, a cut above the rest. All that knew you would agree you simply were the best. So grandpa, I will say goodbye. I love and miss you with all my heart. As long as I have my loving memories, we will never be too far apart.
I was supposed to write something. I was going to have my cousin read it for me. that. I couldn't do that. My dad meant everything to me, and so much to a lot of you people out there I know. Family was everything for him. He did everything for his grandkids and great-grandkids. And I don't just mean biological kids. You know, Courtney, you know, Ashley, Lisa, Alex, hell, 4 years of Roosevelt High School kids were his grandkids, you know. And his great-grandkids, there's tons of them. He loved his family with everything he had, all of his family. And his main goal in life was to take care of his family and make sure that his family had whatever they needed when they needed it, however he could do it. He was not a hateful person. He had more love in his heart than anybody I know. I wish I could have gotten some more of that. You know, but just take one thing away from my dad. Treat your family well. Take care of your family. Don't ask what you're going to get from your family. You put into your family everything you can. You love them. You take care of them. It's not what you get out of it. It's what you put in it and how you can help somebody every day. My dad loved going down to Poverty Resistance and helping Billy and them out down there on Thursdays. He wasn't supposed to be lifting anything over 5 or 10 pounds, you know, but he's down there trying to move 50-pound bags of potatoes. Billy, thank you for everything you did for my dad. Thank you all.
When I was talking with the family about Charlie, I was very aware that I would know him the least of anyone in this room. I only knew Charles through his brother Billy. When we sat in my office here at church and planned Billy's service, I saw Billy and his brother Charles. And now that I hear about his love, I see him even more clearly. His willingness to volunteer at the Salvation Army and Poverty Resistance, his willingness to give to his family and to those he thought of as family, extra kids, sort of adopted along the way and just loved. In that sense, more than ever sitting in a church pew, but in that sense of love, Charles embodied God's love. God loves all of us as his own kids, not because we deserve it, but because of who he is. We're going to pray together this evening, and we'll close that prayer by sharing the Lord's Prayer, which Charles knew and prayed and taught to his kids. There are different ways of saying that prayer in different words. I've printed it in the bulletin. In the version that our congregation uses here, but if there are different words that come from your heart, that's okay. God listens to all of us. Would you pray with me? O loving and gracious God, when Jesus' disciples asked him to teach them how to pray, he said to pray in this way. And Jesus taught us, God, to call you Abba, Father, Papa, Daddy. Oh God, we long to have an intimate relationship with you so filled with love that it reflects the love of the best parent ever, caring for a precious child. God, we thank you for the ways in which the life of Charles P. Triplett reflected your love as a father, uncle, grandfather, and friend to others. Lord, we know that you are taking care of Charles, that you will watch over him through all eternity, and you will love him. Lord, we pray for peace, for those whose hearts are breaking open, for those whose sins need to be forgiven, for those who struggle to remember the best. God, may your peace come among us and help us to love deeply, just as you loved us and showed us by sending your son, Jesus, who taught us to pray together, saying, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen." There's one last song for you to hear. It's a song that Charles's granddaughters introduced to him by Danny and Lizzie, called "Dancing in the Sky."
Tell me, what does it look like in heaven? Is it peaceful? Is it free like they say? Does the sun shine bright?
Since you left. Is it free like they say?
Following the service this evening, the family invites you to dinner at the VFW Hall on Bryan Stock Trail. There's plenty of food to share with everyone who's here, and they hope that you will come, spend some time with them, share stories about Uncle Chuck, about Grandpa, about Charles, laugh together and cry together and honor his life as you share a meal and comfort one another. If all hearts and minds are clear, I invite you now to pray. Oh God, we ask for your peace to descend upon us. We pray that you will bless us each day that we live on this earth. Lord God, we thank you for sending Jesus to show us the way, to be for us the way, the truth, and the life. May we live as followers of Christ, forgiven, knowing, O God, that we belong to you and you love us as a father loves the most precious children ever. Thank you, God, for loving Charles and calling him home to eternal peace. In Jesus' name, amen.